Hello.
Good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. We're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion real quick? It's not going to take that long. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
I am.
Oh, you are? Yeah, thank you, ma'am. Now, what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you, and I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Very kind of you. Now, when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, rarely, or never?
Always.
Always. Thank you. Now, do you recognize the name Rick Scott?
I do.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral opinion of Rick Scott?
Favorable.
Favorable. How about Ron DeSantis? Same question.
Favorable.
And Donald Trump?
Favorable.
And Keith Gross? Same question.
Don't recognize that name.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward. Okay, in the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida, a U.S. Senate seat were held today. So who would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross? If the election were held today.
Rick Scott, because I don't know who Keith Gross is.
I understand. Now, do you strongly support Scott or someone or somewhat support Scott? Do you strongly support that?
Probably strongly support him, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senator? Approve or disapprove? Approve? Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance and reducing federal spending and the size of the federal government?
He's doing his best, yeah.
So how should I recall your answer? Approve? Okay, thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
I approve.
Approve. Okay. Now, during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee, and he was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate, despite favorable political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and the poor economy, a Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most thought they will win. Some blame Scott's suggestions to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
It probably has no effect.
No effect. Okay, thank you. We're almost done, okay, ma'am. Now, finally, I'm going to ask you again if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for who would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
Rick Scott.
And do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
I would guess strongly.
Strongly. Okay. They just want to know if you have changed your mind after reading that. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you tell me what is your age? Are you between 35 to 49? 50
no, I'm
to
old.
64?
63.
Okay. 50 to 64. Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian?
White Caucasian.
Or thank you. And do you consider yourself a Cuban American? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. In terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
A female.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. This concludes the service. Thank you for sharing your opinion. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Thank you.
You too, sir. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.